I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One issue above all others on President Obama's mind today, health care. The president himself flew here to Boston to speak up in defense of the Affordable Health Care Act. And earlier, his top health aide was on Capitol Hill, accepting responsibility for the botched rollout of healthcare.gov. She called it a debacle. Everyone seems to agree. The malfunctioning website has frustrated millions of people trying to sign up for Obamacare. Well, at least they know about it. Some immigrant communities here have yet to even hear about the insurance plan. Reporter Akiko Fujita followed one immigrant canvasser trying to sign up the uninsured.
Nina Sharman sets up shop at a restaurant in Los Angeles in a neighborhood called Little Bangladesh. People here come to feast on Bengali food while watching the news from South Asia on a grainy TV screen. Sharman's been coming here every Wednesday lately, not for the food, but to become a familiar face so she can talk to people about health care.
They will not talk with the stranger, no. They will not share anything. So what it will be? They'll be without health insurance, or when they'll get the penalty, maybe that time they will be panic what they can do, you know. So I'm worried about this community.
She's talking about the Bangladeshi community, one of California's fastest-growing immigrant groups. More than 6,000 live in L.A. Many are low-income and uninsured, and they have never heard of the term Obamacare.
They have no clue, you know, what they can do. Like, you know, it's really, really they need help.
Hello, Bobby.
To loop people in and get them insured, Sharman works as a health advocate for the South Asian Network, a nonprofit. It has people like Sharman heading to restaurants, shops, homes, going door to door, explaining the Affordable Care Act. They're part of a wider force of nearly two dozen groups canvassing California's vast Asian immigrant community to talk health care. Sharman enters homes and hands out pamphlets about healthcare in South Asian languages like Hindi, Urdu, and Bangla. It helps that Sharman and her colleagues aren't considered strangers around here. It keeps people from shutting the door on someone they think might just be out to swindle. Here's the South Asian Network's executive director, Manju Kulkarni.
There is often a real concern about corruption and about scams that people might be undertaking in the community.
As Sharman moves through the neighborhood, an older man pulls her aside. He says that he and his wife have Medi-Cal, but his daughters aren't covered. He asks about Obama's new plan. Sharman pulls out a pamphlet and explains who's eligible under the Affordable Care Act. She offers to meet the man again to help fill out the application. It's 32 pages long. Kulkarni at the South Asian Network knows that many immigrants want health care, but they hit language barriers in an already complicated system.
Getting access to the doctor for the first time or being able to take their kids to the dentist, these are really important things for them and part of what they see as the American dream.
It's a stark contrast to conditions back home. Most South Asian countries don't offer comprehensive health care coverage, and systems are known for corruption. But getting care in the U.S. is hardly straightforward. Healthcare advocates say many immigrants don't know what high premiums or pre-existing conditions mean.
You are eligible, right? She is eligible, but she don't know.
Nina Sharman remembers how tough it was when she first came here from Bangladesh 15 years ago. Her son was 3 then and had kidney problems. Insurance for the family cost $500 a month. Sharman ran out of cash in 6.
So think about who is coming to this country just even though they can't speak English. So what they will do?
As we approach a bus stop near a busy intersection, Sharman spots a woman wearing a headscarf. Sharman asks the usual questions. Do you know about the new health care plan? Are you insured? The woman, Parul Khatun, is from Bangladesh, arrived here with her family 2 years ago. She doesn't know about health care plans, and she says her young daughter recently fractured her knee. Treatment for that costs the family $40 a month out of pocket. It doesn't seem like much, but the woman tells Sharman that she and her husband are out of work and struggle to make those payments.
Affordable health care.
Sharman tells Khatun she'll walk her through the new program. She also shares her own story.
When I come to this country, I also same situation. So today I'm here. So I'm okay. I can speak, I can work, and my children is going to school.
Sharman assures the woman and says, one step at a time.
So you can. You too, me parbe.
For the world, I'm Akiko Fujita in Los Angeles.
Okay?